We are up to HaMelech HaMeromam Levado Me'oz. In this poem, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, exalted in the highest and the greatest way, Levado, alone. Me'oz, since the beginning of time, but Me'oz also means before time. We understand that time and space have a relationship in which one exists only in the presence of the other, which means that before creation, the existence of the Almighty alone meant the exclusivity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was nothing, no material world, no material universe. And the Melech HaMeromam, Levado Me'oz, is the Melech who was alone, Levado, Me'oz, from that time, even before the creation. And then HaMashubach praised Mefar, glorified Misnase, exalted Mimos Olam, from the time that there was a world. So the simple pshat in this statement is that we're not just looking at an Almighty who's so great and who's exalted as we understand or see or try to understand or see Him. We're talking about something, some power so magnificent, so complete, so completely awe-inspiring as to have been there before there was anything, and therefore to be appreciated and exalted as a melech, even before there was a melucha with people or things over which he had reign. Most of us understand a melech as something or someone who is in some way in charge of those below, those who are part of that reign, people who are in the empire, people who live under the dominion of the great force or power. There were no people. There was no creation. And inexplicably, somehow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still then, we should understand, a melech hamaromam, a melech who is exalted above anything that we can possibly conceive of, anything we can think of. So, of course, this is something that we say in an expression of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is greater than anything, that the Almighty is something much greater than human conception. That's why He's Almighty. That's why He is God. If there would be any way to grasp and relate to Him humanly, it would not be that He is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet we have the ability to articulate this and have the opportunity to express it every day and think about His exaltedness as He is and was exalted even before there was any creation. HaMelech HaMeromam Levadoi, when alone, Me'oz. HaMashubach, who is praised, V'hamefor, who is exalted, V'hamisnasei, Mimos Olam. Once there is time, Mimos Olam, from the beginning of time, there too, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meromam, and Misnasei, Meshubach. The praise of Meromam, interestingly enough, that's used specifically for that which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu before creation, is meant to tell us that He is so high, He is above it all. HaMeromam, meaning that even when there is nothing, He is still Levadoi Me'oz Meromam. And while we can't understand that, because again, we only understand that a melech is a melech, or a malka is a malka when there are people, and there's dominion over those people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meromam, He's above that. And is this magnificent melech when there is no one, and there is nothing. By the way, there's an interesting way of midrashically interpreting Me'oz, but it's not in pshat, but it's very very, very interesting. And that is that there was a time when people en masse, the masses of humankind, didn't really appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For most of history, until Am Yisrael was a nation born, very few, only pockets of man or woman, appreciated what the Ribbono Shel Olam was. Avraham struggled, Sar Imenu struggled, to be Mekarev Es Hanoshim Ves Hanoshim, to bring people to the understanding of an Almighty and the existence of a Creator and of one God. Am Yisrael, specifically after coming out of Mitzrayim and then Kriyas Yamsuf, came to believe and understand. And that's something about which we've actually just spoken in Psukah Dezimra. Oz Yashir Moshe V'nei Yisrael. So what we are saying here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was one who truly began to be appreciated and exalted here on earth, Me'oz, from the point in time when the Jewish people crossed Yamsuf and saw and understood, as the Pasuk says, Vaya'aminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe Avdo, Me'oz, from that point on, he began to be HaMeshubach v'HaMefor v'HaMisnase. So while this isn't the Pshat, but it is a way of appreciating the human aspect and that which we are part of in having a Kadosh Baruch Hu be exalted and be praised. It's something that we should be proud of. It's a role that the Jewish people have played. Me'oz, from that point on, from the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. Elokei Olam, Barachamecho Harabim Rachem Oleinu. Now, since we mentioned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadesh B'tuvay B'chol Yom Tamid Ma'aseh Bereshis, and that he is a Me'ir La'aretz V'ladarim Aleha B'rachamim, so once we are saying that it's with great rachamim that he creates the Ma'oros and he causes them to shine and he causes life to be possible through the photosynthesis processes, through that which the sun allows for life as we understand it and know it. So once we're mentioning that, by and by, we also say, Elokei Olam, Rachamecha Harabim, Rachem Aleinu. That same rachamim with which you have created this masterfully created universe, this same rachamim that you have this morning brought about such a beautiful world again and a sun to shine for us, that same rachamim should please help us in so many other ways. So while this is not a point where we really should be asking for things, it's not a point where we should be moving into the bakasha mode, nevertheless, it's something by and by which we say, admitting that your rachamim in creating the ma'oros and in bringing about this new day is the same rachamim which we need again and again and again. Rachamecha harabim, you have so much rachamim. Rachem oleinu. And then there are these next expressions, four expressions of periods of time or ways in which we ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be merachim. Adoin uzeinu, tsur miskabeinu, mogein yishenu, miskov badeinu. Let's first understand them. They are not exactly the same. Adoin uzeinu means that he is master over a time when we need oz, when we need power. He is tsur miskabeinu, meaning he is protective of us, and he is the source of our strength, our rock-solid strength. Mogein yishenu means he is a protector and one who helps us. And then again, miskav badenu, someone who is our source of strength, not just protecting what we have ourselves, but actually seemingly providing for protection that we need in a moment of weakness. So let's go back to what we said. These are four stages. And the way we understand this, according to Rav Avram, the son of the Vilna Gaon, is that there are stages in life when, just first as an infant, we are very, very vulnerable. And obviously, we are in need of oz. We are in need of strength. There's a lot of this, you know, idea that every little baby only makes it through childhood because there's a malach watching after and looking after him or her. Otherwise, how would this little one survive? Especially if he or she has older brothers and sisters. So, the first stage in life, that infant stage of childhood, let's say from birth till 10 years old, Adoin Uzeinu. He has a Kadosh Baruch Hu who provides us with the oz. He gives us the ability to withstand so much that what you would think a child couldn't possibly survive, the child survives. And the child flourishes and grows. Then there's the point in time when a person gains in strength. And a person as an adolescent physically grows and becomes strong. Tzur Misgabenu. So we recognize that that strength comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not something which we say, well, it's all natural. No, naturally, the kid's growing up. Nobody takes anything, no one should take anything like that for granted. And that's also a stage in life that we have to recognize as having been given to us and the protection of all of that which we need in order to grow, in order to become physically strong and bright and developmentally gifted and correctly construed emotionally, psychologically, intellectually. This is all what we mean when we talk about that next stage in life as we move toward adulthood, Tzur Miskaven. Then, of course, we have those years in which we work hard and those points in time when we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us, when we are providing for family, when we are raising our own children. And again, there is so much that could happen that we need protection. We need magen. We need help. Magen yish'enu. That's for that point in time, say, let's say from 20 to 50, 60 years old, where we are trying to be most productive and where we are using our abilities to contribute to our family, our community, our nation. And then, again, as the waning years set in, there too we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are Miskov Ba'adeinu.
What's the actual translation of that word, Miskov?
Miskov means to protect. It also means to sort of like contain something so that it's not vulnerable and not exposed and keep it in that way pristine. So that's the idea. Sometimes we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like V'nizkov Hashem Levado, as one who is protected, pristine, perfect, untouched and untouchable. And yet sometimes we say that He extends that kind of characteristic to us and causes us to be protected and enveloped and kept safe. And that is what we mean here as we say Miskov Ba'adeinu, at the end, toward those last years, in that last period of time, when we are, again, very, very vulnerable, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Miskov Ba'adeinu, and He is our stronghold and our enveloping, protecting shield. Then we have, following this, the use of Aleph Beis in this poem. The poem now turns to the Aleph Beis, and we have this on Shabbos as well. Kel Odoin al Kol Amasim, Baruch Mavorach, Vafi Kol Anasho, Godle V'tuvay, Da'as Asuna, right? So we understand that both weekday and Shabbos, we start the bracha of Yotzer, or we start Ma'iris with Aleph Beis, with a poem with Aleph Beis. Every day of the week, Shabbos as well. Shabbos with Kel Odoin, and during the week, with Kel Baruch Godel Dea Hechin Ufal Zohare Chama. Now, the reason is, Avudraham says, because we want to express the fact that Torah, which is of course Aleph Beis, contains in it everything. Torah is a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, which is the ultimate reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and reveals everything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and reflects everything that's true and perfect about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Aleph Beis is used here as a way of saying Torah, because that's what the Torah is made up of. That's what the holy language of Am Yisrael is. It's Torah, and it's Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. So that's why there's an insistence of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but using Aleph Beis, which is representative of Torah, in the process of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's begin. Kel Baruch, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is source of all bracha, any good in the world. Baruch Hashem. When a person says Baruch Hashem, it doesn't just mean, oh, thank God, like meaning I want to thank Him. When a Jew says Baruch Hashem, what Yiddish Mama or Yiddish Tata means when he says, oh, Baruch Hashem, meaning it's from Hashem. Everything that we are now happy about, everything that we are being praising of, everything that we are thankful for, is a bracha from Hashem, because any good that can possibly come or result from even what we do, from even what we invest in, and even our efforts, if they succeed, it's because Hashem put bracha into it, and so it was able to succeed. That's what we mean when we say Kel Baruch. Now, Kel also always, you know, means potential, the power. Like we have, for instance, Lavan saying, Yesh le'el yadi. It means the ability. Kel means his omnipotence. Baruch, to bring about bracha in everything, in anything. There are so many times in life when you can't imagine that something's going to work out. And it works out. Not only does it work out beyond my greatest possible dreams. Could never have imagined that it'll turn out this way. I'm sure many of us have seen that happen in the case of things that we are creating. It's one of the wonderful gifts about being a creative person. Creativity is a fantastic thing. Most creative people, artsy people, will admit to you that sometimes they feel that this bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has granted that they never could have imagined. In other words, beyond all their training and practice, they just somehow feel and sense what a bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it happen. Look at this. This is not something that they can say, patting themselves on the back, I built this, created this, designed this. They have what you might call an artist's inspiration and a guiding hand. So as they create what they're creating, they're actually experiencing bracha. Gadol Deya. Obviously, Deya means total knowledge and omniscience. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Gadol Deya because there is no limit to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, knows, understands, to his omniscience. Hechin ufahal zarechama. Again, going back to the theme of the poem, which is Ma'ayrois, in his wisdom, along with the rachamim and the kindness we talked about earlier, he prepared and created zarechama, the sun's rays. Toiv yotzar, it's so good. But all of creation, and really in every day of creation but the second, Toiv Yotzar. But we understand Toiv Yotzar, Kavod Lishmo. Didn't just create it for us. It created something that's good, and the response, and the result of it, is Kavod Lishmo. The entire concept of the Ribbono Shel Olam, therefore, is one that's so honored, and to be honored, because good and honor come together. That's a concept that's so basic, and here it's so beautifully expressed. If something is good, then we understand it's honorable. If something is honorable, it's good. Basic. Very basic. But here we're saying that all the good, any good that exists in the world, cover the Shmai. So you come together by the most wonderful moment in the life of a family. The birth of a new family, a chasana. And people are gathered together in large numbers. And the Gemara says, since you're all coming together in large numbers at this very good and special time, so there should be a bracha that said, in which all the people who are there say, All of this, or no, and all of this good, is to be understood as an honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first bracha of Sheva Brachas has nothing to do directly with Chasan or Kala. But Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Baro Lichvodai. And the Gemara says it simply relates to the fact that if you have all these people gathered together for such a good cause, so you should recognize that we all here, all of us, at this wonderful time, are only here and are only alive here in this world. Lichvodai, for His honor's sake. Toiv yotza kav l'shmei me'oirois nosan sevivois uzoi. He created these great lights, the me'oirois. And they are an expression of His power. Here, that which we would just now have said as expression of His power is described as sevivois uzoi, meaning power surrounds Him. You don't want to ever say that these are extensions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's more than that. Svivais uzoi, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is power. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omnipotence. And circling, so to speak, or surrounding Him, meaning in the environment that He creates in the physical universe, they are the powers with which He has given us life, with which we live, so that there's life on this planet, and the system of the planets in this universe, or our part of the universe, all of this is Svirois Uzai. It's the environment of His power. And then there's a fascinating statement, Pinois Tzva'av Kedoshim Ramei Meshakai. Pinois means the very special and most important of all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's officially designated Sarim. The Sarei Tzvois are those powers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives over to these Malachim. Like the Malach Gavriel, as an example. There are these Malachim, these powers that are constantly performing and constantly praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where there are other malachim, that they have their direct job, they have their purpose, they are forces that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses, and then they no longer function as they did. They are momentary, they are passing. But then there are these Pinois Tzvav Kedoshim Remei Meshakai, who are Tamid Misaprim. You have these unique malachim, like the Malach Gavriel, as we said. They have a role to play at all times, like the Ma'iris. The Ma'iris are always there, and they're always functioning. The sun is a constant, and if it wouldn't be a constant, the moment there would not be a sun, we understand there would not be a planetary system. Earth would float off into Never Never Land, and life as we know it would come to an end within moments. We understand that, because we would go off into space and it would immediately become cold, and everything that we have in our environment would start to fall apart because the gravitational pulls and forces wouldn't be balanced by the gravitational force of the sun. And obviously, life itself wouldn't be possible because we would no longer have sunlight, and things would just literally disappear in moments. It's a sad thought, and really worrisome, right? What would happen if something like we are hearing about, you know, physicists tell us that there are stars that explode and then vanish and go poof? Now, what would happen to us if the sun did that? It wouldn't be a very good thing. So I don't want you to worry about it, because I don't think it's going to happen. But that's part of what's being said here, is that the great and exalted Malachim are like the sun itself. They are there, Tamid Misaprim Kveid Kelukdushasai, And that's a reflection of the fact, and it parallels the fact that the sun, the Ma'iros, Nosan Svivay Suzay, in the environment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great power, is constant. And that therefore, Pinois Svav Kedoshim, those special Malachim, are also constant. Remim Meshakai, those that are the ones that are most holy, they are the ones who exalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tomid, Misapim Kvaidel Kedushosai, and they are always doing things and saying things and expressing in some metaphysical way, in some heavenly way, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.